Transportation to Australia. This is the 18th century. The punishment for many crimes is hanging. Thieves and robbers, not only murderers, must hang. But this is a problem for the government. There are too many criminals. We need a new way of punishing them. The answer is transportation. This means sending criminals to Australia. Why is this a good idea? Because the thieves and robbers leave England. They can help to build a new country. What are the prison ships? These are old ships on the River Thames. The Navy does not need them. They are horrible places. They are wet and dark and smelly. The convicts stay here for several months. Then they go to Australia. Some of them are dangerous criminals. They must stay in Australia for life. Some of them commit small crimes. A servant girl steals something from a shop. She goes to Australia for 7 years. How do the prisoners travel to Australia? It is 15,000 miles to Australia. The journey takes 100 days. Ships take the prisoners. Between 1787 and 1868, 162,000 male and female prisoners go from Britain to Australia. The ships are not good places. A lot of prisoners die from diseases. They have no fresh air below decks. The punishments for prisoners who make trouble are very hard. What happens in Australia? In Australia, the prisoners work. They help to build new towns. Sometimes they become free men and women after a few years. Often they become important, well-known and respectable people. The first farmers, brewers, millers, etc. in Australia are convicts. In 1805, Solomon Wiseman is a prisoner. In 1833, he is governor of Sydney. But the serious criminals must not return to England. If they do, and the police catch them, the punishment is death. Do the Victorians hang murderers? Yes. Public hangings are very popular. In the story, Pip lives near Newgate Prison. They hang people there. Large crowds watch. Some people pay £10, a lot of money in Victorian England, for a good seat. Dickens himself attends one hanging in London. He hates it. He says that he lives in a city of devils.